The News Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. We begin with the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Government of India invites applications for the position of Vice Chancellor of the Indian Maritime University, a central university headquartered at East Coast Road, Chennai. Interested and eligible candidates must submit their applications by 30th June 2025 in hard copy by speed post, registered AD, courier in a sealed envelope, clearly marked the application for the post of Vice Chancellor, Indian Maritime University, to the convener, Search Committee, Indian Maritime University, at the address mentioned in the advertisement. For detailed qualifications, experience and selection criteria, candidates must visit the Ministry's website at www.shipmin.gov.in, or you could also go on to IMU's website, that is at https://www.imu.edu.in. ICAR, National Bureau of Plant Genetic Resources, Pusa Campus, New Delhi, 110012, invites applications for one post of consultant under the Nectar-funded project titled Strengthening Community-Based Seed Systems and Building Value Chain for Traditional Crops to Enhance Farmers' Livelihoods in Northeast India. The position is available up to June 2027 with an consolidated emolument of 80,000 rupees. Eligible candidates, preferably retired officials in pay level 14 or above with relevant qualifications, master's and PhD in botany, agriculture or allied fields may apply. The interview will tentatively be held in the last week of May or the first week of June 2025. For further details, visit the NBPGR website, that is at www.nbpgr.org.in. Yantra India Limited, a defence public sector enterprise under the Ministry of Defence, Government of India, invites applications from eligible and dynamic Indian nationals for the position of Labour Welfare Officer on a contractual basis for a period of 2 years. The position is available at Ordnance Factory, Katni, MP, a unit of Yantra India Limited, with a fixed monthly remuneration of 45,000 rupees. Interested candidates must submit their applications in hard copy along with necessary documents via speed post or courier. The last date to receive completed applications is 21 days from the date of publication of this advertisement. The detailed job advertisement, eligibility criteria, application format and terms and conditions are available on the official website. Do refer to www.yantraindia.co.in. The New Delhi Municipal Council, NDMC, invites applications for the post of Chief Security Officer on deputation basis in Level 11 as per the 7th CPC pay matrix. The position is open to eligible officers from central, state governments or union territories who meet the prescribed criteria including relevant service experience and a graduation degree. The maximum age limit for deputations is 56 years as on the closing date. Completed applications along with the required documents must reach the office of the director by 20th May 2025. Interested applicants may download the vacancy circular and application pro forma from the NTMC website, that is at https://www.ndmc.gov.in. Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya GSV Vadodara, a central university under the Ministry of Railways, Government of India, invites applications for 5 superintendent positions, pay level 6 on deputation basis. GSV, established through an Act of Parliament in 2022, is India's first university dedicated to transport and logistics education, multidisciplinary research and training. The last day to apply is 2nd June 2025. Interested applicants must apply online through the university website, that is at https://gsv.ac.in/careers. The Indian Institute of Management, Udaipur, is inviting online applications for faculty positions from candidates belonging to SC, ST, NC-OBC, EWS, PWD categories who show commitment to teaching excellence, institution building and academic research. Candidates must hold a PhD in management or a related discipline from a recognized institution and demonstrate a strong record of research through ongoing projects, publications or academic presentations. Applications must be submitted exclusively via the prescribed online format at https://www.iimu.ac.in/media/jobs@iimu by 31st May 2025. The Atal Bihari Vajpayee Training Center for Disability Sports, Gwalior, under the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment, Government of India, is inviting applications for 2 contractual posts, Facility Manager, Estate Supervisor, 1 post, Office Help, PN, 1 post. Candidates must refer to the official website to download the application form and read the detailed eligibility criteria, experience requirements and terms and conditions. The last day to submit the application is 30 days from the date of publication of this notice in the Employment News. For details, kindly go on to the official website at https://cdsgwalior.nic.in. The National Minorities Development and Finance Corporation, a Government of India undertaking under the Ministry of Minority Affairs, invites applications for various posts through direct recruitment for the following posts, that is, Deputy Manager, Company Secretary, Assistant Managers, Project and Coordination and Legal, Finance and Accounts, HRM and Admin, and Executive Assistants. The pay scales range from 25,000 to 1,40,000 based on the Industrial Dearness Allowance IDA pattern. Age limits vary between 27 to 35 years depending on the post. Candidates belonging to all PWBD categories may apply. The closing date for submission is 30 days from the publication of the advertisement in the Employment News. The detailed advertisement, including qualifications, experience, age limits, and application procedure, is available under the recruitment section on the NMDF website. Kindly visit www.nmdfc.org. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next podcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnstalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashvani.